Rummage your belt, what a strange dude. Slept on my lawn last night, said he rolled through some dog poo. This happens all the time, there's no prank too big, no prank too small. If you ever get that call,
Roger Bell, just enjoy
Roger Bell,
the retarded boy.
He's going to take your boat spot and give it to fucking Carrot Top.
Roger Bell,
with all these calls,
Roger Bell,
you're shitting on my balls.
I can't connect the manager to you, cause he's on break taking a giant poo.
Roger Bell, Snowplow Show.
Roger Bell from the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show!
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 765, and I'm your host, Brad. Today's episode is sponsored by the Prime Minister of Australia, Basket of Grapes, Gobi, Fun Society Arcade, and Ryan B. They support the show on Patreon. I have one important announcement, and that is that there are brand new episodes of G-Ad's podcast out. That's the one where me and him and Carol and a bunch of other people all hang out together and act like lunatics at authors and life coaches. I don't know, all kinds of people that he gets on the show. There's three brand new episodes out, and I think there's going to be four total. We did a bunch of calls a few weeks ago, and he just released my favorite one. It's this guy named Dr. London, who says he was a self-made millionaire by age four. That was a pretty good one. And then there's another lady who gave us all superpower readings and told us what our superpowers are, because she's psychic or something. I'm not sure what was going on with her. So listen to those at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. Actually, I guess it's COMC Pranks now, but that's just confusing. What the hell, G-Ad? I'll have a link to that in the show notes, though, if anyone wants to listen to it. There's a nice bit at the end where Carol keeps popping into Dr. London's phone line. He gets very upset about that.
You're a sick person. You need professional help. You don't have any permission to call me. Do you understand that?
I'm using my husband's police scanner to break into your phone line.
You're breaking into my...
You're not answering the questions, though. Rate the overall quality, damn it, Richard.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
I order you to rate it right now.
No, you don't order people to do anything.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm Carol Gersperms, motherfucker.
Frickin' Carol keeps interrupting the host when he's trying to do an interview. I guess that's it for the announcements, though. Let's do some prank calls. But first, we have to play this drop that Justin sent to me by a comedian, apparently, named Ron. Everyone's heard of Ron.
Hey, fuckers, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, recorded live in Roy, New Mexico. Stop playing with your butthole. Turn it up loud. Tell your household to shut up. It's time. I love you. Bye, Cactus.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Did you call the wrong number?
No, I'm calling Sushi Place.
You want place order to go?
No, I want you guys to stop looking at me every time I walk by your window.
Just one second.
All right. Also, you need to talk closer to the phone. I can barely even hear you.
Hello.
Hey.
How may I help you?
Sensei Doug.
I'm sorry?
It's Sensei Doug. I work over at the martial arts place, you know, here in the shopping center. Yeah, every time I walk by there, you're always in there looking at me.
Me?
Yeah, you. You better cut that out, sir.
What are you talking about?
I don't like being looked at. I'm just trying to walk to work, and you're just in there looking at me, giving me snake eyes, and I don't like it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you looking at me.
I looking at you. I'm in the restaurant. How can I looking at you?
Yeah, but you're looking out the window, like I'm walking by in my karate uniform.
Oh, I thought you was the customer wanting to get inside. I wasn't looking at you.
Oh yes, you were. Every time I walk by, I have ninja vision and I can see you looking at me from the corner of my eye.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm talking about you.
I'm pretty sure I'm not looking at you. If you're not looking at me, I'm not looking at you.
Listen here, you son of a bitch. I know you were looking at me.
Why should I be looking at you?
You were looking at me and you were judging me.
For what?
Probably because I still use a Discman.
Yeah, I'm not sure what are you talking about.
That's none of your business, okay? I'll use a disc man if I want. I have my reasons for not upgrading to an iPod.
I'm not sure who you are, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I don't even know who are you.
If you don't know who I am, why are you always looking at me like that, you son of a bitch?
Sketch? you sure you want to play like that?
Yeah, I want you to just, whenever I walk by, you need to look at the floor.
I'm not sure who you are.
You look down at the floor, and if you want, you can bow toward me.
You are so funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm a sensei. Senseis don't joke.
I'm not sure. So, first of all, I'm not sure who you are. So, secondly, don't talk to me like that.
Well, you know, don't look at me like that whenever I walk by your window.
I'm not looking at you.
You're always looking at me.
I'm looking at the windows. That's what you're talking about.
Why are you looking at the windows? That's weird. Windows are clear.
That's my job. Windows clear.
Yeah.
First of all, are you calling the wrong restaurant? I'm calling the wrong restaurant or something?
No, I'm here in the shopping center. I'm just a few doors down.
You know where am I working, right?
Yeah, and you better stop looking at me. I'm just trying to walk to work, okay?
Yeah, you walk to work. I'm doing my work.
I'm trying to do my work. I'm trying to walk to work.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Just stop harassing me with your snake eyes.
You just saw me watching at you or something like that?
What?
Did you just pass around in the restaurant?
Oh, no. Every day. Every day when I walk by there, you're always looking at me.
Stop going slow.
Whoa, hey. What's going on?
Huh? You don't tell me, like, what to do. I'm not letting people... I'm not telling other people what to do. That's so funny, man.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what to do. You need to stop looking at me.
You can't.
Oh, yes, I just did. I just did, motherfucker, didn't I?
Come on. Just not being stupid, okay?
Oh, please. So you're looking at me because I'm stupid then. I see how it is.
All right. If you say like this way, that you are. Okay?
All right. Also, I'd like to place a to-go order, please.
I'm not making you to-go orders.
Why not? Do you take to-go orders?
If you come to the restaurant, I make you to-go orders.
No, I'm doing it over the phone, so I don't have to come in the restaurant.
Then come here first.
No, I'm doing it over the phone.
I'm not making to-go orders for right now.
You better take my order, you son of a bitch.
I'm not taking your order.
Yes, you are. You go get a pen and a paper.
You can contact my boss. How about this?
No, I refuse. I'm not going to do that. You're going to do it my way.
Come on, just not being stupid.
I'm making a to-go order, and then you have to bring it to me. Because I'm just, like, right down the sidewalk. Come on.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think you better get a pen and paper.
Okay. Is anything else I can help you?
Well, you haven't helped me yet. Let's see.
I can't help you.
What's
I'm
on
so
special
sorry.
Today?
No special. I'm sorry.
Oh, no specials for the sensei?
Yeah. No special today.
What's your problem with me? Why don't you like me?
What's the point? So what's your problem with me?
That's what I just asked you. Answer the question.
I have no problem with you.
I order you to answer the question.
But you're looking for the trouble with me.
Oh, so now you're going to talk about looking again. Like how you're always looking at me?
Okay. Can we hang out the phone?
You hang up the phone.
Okay. Then goodbye.
No, don't hang up the phone. I have to yell at you a little bit longer. So that was a sushi place just a few doors down from a martial arts place. I got this list from the sign guy. Oh, crap. I just realized I'm doing another sign guy show because I just did one last week. We had Sign Guy Sunday. Now it's going to be Sign Guy Sunday again, because this is a big shopping center and probably going to take up the entire show. But somebody in the PLA group on Facebook, the name's Arlo, says we need more Sensei Doug / Snake Eyes calls. But then he also says we need more I Took Your Bed Sheets Home calls. I don't even remember that. He wants more Fox News helicopter calls with Stacy. Did we do that? I don't think we did that. More Royco construction roof removal and more post office. Your house is ugly. Did I say that as the post office? And then there's just a bunch of other comments of other things that we need. But I'm just doing the first thing on the list. I don't have time for all this. I'm just going to call up people in the shopping center.
Bakery department.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the shopping center. You know, at the martial arts place?
Yeah.
Do you do custom cakes there?
Do we have cakes?
Yeah, well, do you do custom cakes? Do you write on them?
Yeah, we can write on them.
Okay, could I order one to be picked up? Will that take very long? Can I come over and get it soon?
We have pre-made ones that you can pick up that we can just write anything on. But you have to come before 6 because the bakery department closes at 6.
Okay. Can I tell you what to write on it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Mrs. Stewman, I'm sorry I got a ninja star stuck in your son's head. Or in Tommy's head. Is that too much text?
Yeah, it's a little bit. Hold
but you can on. Do it, right? Like, you can make it, like, just maybe write print instead of cursive?
Yeah. Dear, what's your name?
Mrs. Stewman.
How do you spell that?
S-T-E-W-M-A-N.
And then what else did you want to say?
I'm sorry that there is a ninja star stuck in Tommy's head. T-O-M-M-Y. And should I sign it? Or should I just leave it at that?
Because
my name's Sensei Doug. That's what they all know me by.
We can try to fit it all.
Okay.
Sensei, so how do you spell that?
S-E-N-S-E-I.
Doug?
Doug. D-O-U-G.
No H?
Nope.
Okay. What size did you want?
Oh, just, whatever will, you know, you can fit that on. A large is fine.
Like a fourth?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that not, sounds good. Sorry?
I don't care what kind of cake.
You don't care what flavoring or anything?
No, I don't know what these kids like.
Okay, sounds good.
I just
good.
Don't want to get in trouble for this whole ninja star thing, because it's literally sticking out of his temple.
Oh my gosh, you should probably take him to the hospital.
Well, it's barely even bleeding, and I'm having some of my students try and wiggle it out.
Oh my.
Is it fine if one of my students comes over and picks up the cake? I'm a little bit busy.
Yeah, but they do have to purchase it and check it out with some money.
Okay, yeah, I'll send cash with them.
Yeah,
about
that's
how much
fine.
Is that going to be?
It'll be $23.99. Not including tax.
Okay, and there's a crosswalk over there, right? Because, you know, they got to walk across that busy highway.
There is at the light, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, they're only 10, so 10 and 11.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send an 11-year-old, so, you know, they're more responsible.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep, bye.
Bye. I forgot to ask when it will be ready, or did she tell me that? I can't remember. My mind's on this poor kid's head bleeding all over my nice carpet here in the dojo.
Thank you for calling Supercuts. This is Rose.
Hey, Rose. This is Sensei Doug at the martial arts place.
Uh-huh.
You know, a couple doors down?
Yeah.
Hey, do you think you and the other employees can just kind of stop looking at me every time I walk by? You know,
okay.
looking out the window and just, like, staring as I walk by.
Okay, I will let them know, I guess.
Okay, why are they doing that? Like, are they trying to intimidate me just because I'm a sensei? Because I'm not looking to pick fights.
I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't pick you. I honestly have no idea who you are. I know you said you worked on the strip, but...
The martial arts place. I'm just a couple doors down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't see why everyone there has to look at me. Why are you looking at me like that?
Looking at you like what?
I don't know, like, give me those snake eyes.
I don't know.
Well, can you just stop?
Yeah,
but why
no
is,
problem.
Why is everybody doing it? It seems like you're all ganging up on me.
I don't know. I know that the other girl that works here is new, too. Like, I haven't even worked down here that long.
What's her name?
My manager, Mindy.
Is she there?
No, not at the moment. It's just me. I just came in and brought the flag in.
I wish I could talk to Mindy.
I will call her and let her know.
Oh, can you put her on three-way real quick?
She's not even in town at the moment. I was just going to leave her a message or text her.
Shoot. Okay, I don't see why everyone there is against me.
We're not. I'm sorry if you feel that way, but we're not.
Well, then why are you silently judging me?
I'm not silently judging you.
Well, you... Yes.
I'm just trying to close the shop and do my job.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about earlier when I was walking to work. Like, you were totally in there just looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
we might have been trying to figure out if you were coming in here or not.
No, I was just walking by from one side to the other, like a side scroller.
Okay.
You know, just right past. I didn't even look in the windows.
I'm sorry you feel that way, and I will have a conversation with my manager, and I apologize that you were uncomfortable.
Okay, and tell them all that it's the butthole winking's not okay.
I will, okay.
No, not okay.
No, I am apologizing. Like, I'm sorry, and I will let them know.
Okay, because I'm just trying to walk to work and teach these kids martial arts.
And I'm just trying to do my job as well.
Well, you need to stop looking at me like
that
all the time.
Like I said, I just started.
Leering at me.
Okay.
I don't appreciate it. It's not nice.
Okay. All right, but I'm going to get off the phone now so I can finish my job and everything.
What are you in such a hurry for? Like, you know, you should have, like, spent less time looking at me before and you'd have more time for your job.
Yes, sir.
You could have brought the flag in then instead of looking at me like that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night.
I love you. Tried to lighten the mood by telling her I love her, but whatever. I guess she doesn't care. On the other side of Sensei Doug's dojo is a T-Mobile store.
Thank you for calling T-Mobile, the leader in 5G. Home to the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network nationwide. For store hours, please check t-mobile.com.
Thank you for calling T-Mobile. This is Tristan. How may I help you?
Hey, Tristan. It's Sensei Doug here at the martial arts place. You know, next door.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm in the back of your store right now. I'm rewiring the phone lines. And
okay.
I'm going to be answering your phone calls from now on. Like, your phones are going to ring into the dojo.
Oh, okay.
Like, both me and my students will be answering the phones. And we'll take messages for you.
Okay.
But once I'm done with this, your phone's not going to ring anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine, I guess. I mean, it's not much we can really do.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, we're wiring this permanently. Like, we're bypassing the little telephone network interface box out here and back.
Okay.
And just going straight into the store.
Okay.
So, yeah, the phone's going to be ringing over here. Do you get, like, lots of important calls?
I mean, yeah, we're T-Mobile, so, yeah, we get a lot of people calling us about, like, asking us questions and stuff like that, but...
Okay, like, most of the kids here, you know, they're 8-year-olds to 12-year-olds. I'm going to tell them not to antagonize the customers that call in.
Okay.
And not to try and steal data or, you know, account information. You know, like, I can pull up your account with your social security number. I'm going to tell them not to say that.
Okay, for sure. All right, yeah, that's fine. No big deal. My boss isn't even here today, so, like, he'll know tomorrow. I'll let him know what's going on.
Okay, yeah, just tell him it's irreversible. Two times a day, you're going to get a visit from one of my students, and they'll bring you a list of your messages.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And when you pick up your phone, there's not going to be a dial tone anymore. You can just get rid of that phone.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a nice day.
You too.
What the hell? He didn't even care? Why didn't he care? That's weird. I need to just stick to accusing people of looking at me.
Subway, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place, you know, across the parking lot.
You said across the parking lot?
Yeah, you know, by the fitness place.
Okay, yeah.
I'm watching you guys with binoculars, and I can see you over there looking at me. You want to knock that off?
What are you talking about?
Well, you're over there just looking at me, and I don't see why you gotta be over there just looking at me like that. Like you have some sort of a problem.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about you looking at me. And I'm just over here.
I don't know
trying
where
to,
you are or who you are.
I'm at the martial arts. It's the only martial arts place in this shopping center.
I see Carousel, and I see Sherwin Williams.
Yeah, it's a small place. No, you're looking. You know where I am because you're over there looking at me. I'm watching you through binoculars and I can see you looking at me. So you need to just knock that off, you son of a bitch.
Sir, I'm not looking at you and I really don't give a fuck about you. Sorry about that.
If you don't give a fuck about me...
I'm not looking at you and I don't know who you are or what you're talking about. I'm just looking out outside the front window of my store.
It's Sensei Doug. Yeah, that's what they all say. They're just looking outside.
Sensei Doug. Who is Sensei Doug?
I work at the martial arts place, idiot. I've already explained that to you.
I don't see a martial arts place.
Oh, there is one. It's right over here. Must be blind. That guy was looking in the wrong direction. I am kind of calling the places that are a little far away at this point, because not a lot of people are answering. I can't get anyone else to pick up at the shopping center, so I think I'm done with this one. But I'm going to see what else I have labeled Sensei Doug in my prank quest folder. Oh, here's one that could be good. It's from someone named Joel, and he wants me to prank call his mom. And he says there's a martial arts place we walk by daily, so a Sensei Doug call might be really funny. This is from a couple months ago, so hopefully she believes this.
Hello?
Hi, Kim.
Yes?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug over at the studio on Broadway.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be calling like this, but every time you walk by here, you're always looking at me, like looking in the window. Is there any way you could just cut that out?
Sure, I didn't realize I was looking in anybody's window.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure you knew you were doing it because you keep giving me snake eyes. Like, you're looking at me intently and giving me snake eyes.
And where did you get my number from?
I'm a sensei.
You're a what?
I'm a sensei, you know, ninja.
I see.
But, yeah, you're just always looking at me. You're just constantly looking at me.
I'll do my best not to look at
you. You and that, can you tell that music in the background just to shut up real quick? You're on the phone.
I can't really hear you. I'm at a concert.
Yeah, so. What are you doing on the phone at a concert? That's really, really rude, lady. It's about as rude as the way you're always looking at me every time you walk by.
Well, I'm sorry.
You give me those snake eyes. I don't appreciate the snake eyes.
I won't give you the snake eyes. Okay, bye.
I said snake eyes, lady. You're giving me snake eyes. Well, shit. Did anybody recognize that song in the background? What concert was she at? I kind of want to call back. Wait, no, I have an idea. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to call back with a different phone number.
Hi, this is Kim. I can't get the phone right now, so please leave me a message. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Kim. This is Carol Gerst-Berms. I'm one of the mothers. I'm picking up my kid from the studio here on Broadway. And, you know, I've been here twice now. And you know, I've seen you walking by and just looking at Sensei Doug like that and giving him the snake eyes. And that's not cool, you know? We shouldn't have to feel threatened. I'm a mother. I'm just trying to pick up my kid from karate practice. You're over there giving the instructor snake eyes. And how am I supposed to trust the instructor if he's not even getting respect from you? Because you're over there giving him snake eyes every time you walk by. And, you know, he's really upset about this. And you shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, you probably should just knock that off, lady. Okay? Just knock it off. It's not cool. Just, maybe when you're walking by the karate place, just bow your head and look at the ground and don't look over at the windows. Don't look at Sensei Doug and try to intimidate him because he's just doing his job. He's just teaching our kids their martial arts skills, okay? Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, Kim. Goodbye. There.
Hopefully Joel will get to listen to that voicemail at some point. And hey, Joel, if she doesn't mention this to you, just wait until after you've gone by that place again and see if she actually keeps her eyes on the ground and tries really hard not to look in the windows at the martial arts place. But also, you should be looking intently inside the martial arts place and see if she tells you to cut that out. And when she asks what you're doing, say, I was giving that instructor over there snake eyes because he looks like a pussy. Tell her that the instructor over there looks like a pussy. So you were trying to intimidate him. It'll be hilarious. In this prank request, he says, don't use the name Roy because I mentioned your show to her when she called a plumber named Roy, but she hasn't heard your voice and doesn't know your routines, and I rock. Thanks, Joel.
Oh, who's a good boy? Are you a good boy?
You are listening to Roy on the Snowplow Show.
Still stepping in that dog shit every day.
All right, I'm going to try a shopping center from Polster Cactus. He sent this to me last year. He sent me two of them. It looks like I've done one already, but this one I've not done yet. And this one has like a main number, like for the plaza itself, the little shopping center thing. So I wonder what happens when I call that.
Good afternoon.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug here at the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, we're going to be digging down into the ground. We're making kind of like an underground dojo area.
Wait, who are you with?
I'm Sensei Doug, you know, like above the Gold's Gym.
Right.
You got the martial arts place. We found like kind of a way back to shimmy down on the back wall, and we've started digging down into the ground from there. And we've dug out a sizable area underneath the ground already, and I'm training my students down there.
Okay.
Because it's more mysterious.
I don't. Are you with Ahmed?
Yeah, but I'm Sensei Doug. I'm one of the other instructors. So it's cool. Okay, like Ahmed gave me permission and everything. I just wanted to let you know.
No. I need to talk to Ahmed. My lease is with Ahmed, I don't know.
Well, that's why he said I could do it, because we've already run the electrical lines down there, and we've got a small room already, but we're just slowly removing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I need Ahmed to call me.
Okay, behind Gold's Gym, there's a little area we can shimmy down the walls like ninjas, and we can get to this area where we've dug out a basement. Underneath the shopping.
Well, you're on the second floor. I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
that's what I'm saying. We shimmy down the wall. It's right behind where some air conditioning vents are. On the back wall?
No, there's no shimmying. There, anything needs to be done, it needs to be approved and needs a permit by us. First approved by landlord and then...
Ma'am, I'm a sensei and I'm training ninjas. We shimmy all the time. This is just a part of their training. And I've been having the students carry up dirt for me.
All right, you're funny. Can I talk to Ahmed?
What do you mean I'm funny?
Okay, thanks.
I'm not trying to be funny, ma'am. I really had her going there for a minute. And yeah, it looks like there's a large gym underneath where the martial arts place is. So let's see if they answer.
Good afternoon. Thank you for going to the Gold's Gym. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug upstairs at the martial arts place.
Yep.
Have any of my students come in through the ceiling tiles down there?
Not that I see.
Okay, I let them loose inside the ceiling.
Okay.
Just for part of the training and stuff. And three of them haven't come back yet.
None have come through our area.
Okay, well, you got the ceiling tiles down there, right?
Yep.
Okay, they're going to be in that area. Like, have you seen the ceiling tiles moving? I'm not really supposed to be telling you about this because they're supposed to be doing this in secret.
Okay, no, man, I haven't had anybody come up and let us know anything.
Do you see any dust, like, you know, just coming down a little bit around the ceiling tiles where they might be crawling around up there?
No, not at all.
Maybe they ended up, I don't know. I don't know how far across the open ceiling goes. Like, does it go all the way across the whole shopping center?
Our area is not that big. It may be the place next door to us, but that seems to be under construction, maybe.
Yeah, I can't go up there because, you know, my body weight will just break through the ceiling tiles. I've tried that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we haven't noticed anything at all.
Well, shoot. I got to find these students within the next 23 minutes. It's when the parents arrive.
All right, well, good luck, man. I'll let you know if we see anything.
Okay. Also, speaking of seeing things, every time I walk by there, the front windows, you know, you got that front desk there.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are always fucking looking at me. Like, can you just knock that off, please? Sir?
Man, I'm not even sure how to respond to that, dude. We have 1,000 people pass by here a day. I mean, I'm not really sure how to...
It seems like you're giving special attention to me. And, you know, I know you're a gym. I know you guys are all ripped there, whatever. I'm not trying to be better than you, but you don't have to look at me like that.
I don't think anybody's looking at you any type of way, man, personally.
Oh, no.
I think you're just taking it a little personal.
Well, no. You guys are giving me snake eyes. And it's not just you. It's other employees, too. They're in there giving me snake eyes. I can see right through the tinted window.
None of our windows tinted, but
yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Your eyesight's not as good as mine because I have ninja eyes. Yeah.
And maybe your sensitivity's at an all-time high. So I'm going to get off the phone now before this gets out of hand.
Okay, well, just stop looking at me. Like, can you just admit that you've been looking at me and promise not to do it again?
I have no idea who the fuck you are.
I'm Sensei fucking Doug, motherfucker. Oh, I shouldn't have interrupted him. He was going to go off on me. This is a fancy shopping center, by the way. It's got two stories. There's like a railing along the top. There's like an upstairs sidewalk. You can walk all along the shopping center upstairs or downstairs. That's crazy. And these windows are totally tinted, I think. In this one photo I'm looking at, they're practically black. That guy just wants to argue or something. By the way, it's no longer Sunday, and I'm now planning on releasing the show on Monday because I just kind of gave up yesterday because it was late and it was also Sunday, so everything was closed. So I thought I'd just do a few more calls using another list. It's no longer the Sign Guy Sunday Part 2 show again. It's the Polster Cactus Monday. Wait, that doesn't work either.
James, can I help you?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place. You're in the shop. Here in the shopping center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what time?
What?
At what time?
No, I'm telling you who I am. I'm introducing myself. Hello there, ma'am. I'm Sensei Doug from the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah.
That's good. Hey, I was just hoping that, you know, I always walk by there because I'm walking over to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are always just in there fucking looking at me, giving me that look. Can you cut that out?
No way.
Yes, you are.
We don't.
Yes, you are.
No.
You're in there giving me snake eyes, lady.
No.
What do you mean no?
When you go by, we always have to turn around when we face to this mirror. Because you can see the, shade, you know?
You need to look at your shoes, ma'am. You need to just stare down at your shoes when I'm walking by.
What kind of shoe?
No, your shoes. Look at your own feet.
Yes.
Yeah. So just, you know, stop looking at me like that. Stop trying to intimidate me and make me feel bad. Because I'm just trying to go get my lunch.
Oh, how's your lunch?
Well, I haven't gone to lunch yet, but I'm going to be leaving soon, and yeah. I don't want you looking at me when I walk by, please.
Okay, I'm going to cover my eye.
Turn around and look at the mirror or something, but don't look at me in the mirror. Go to the back room.
Yeah, that's no free that way, you know?
Go help a damn customer. Or something.
No freedom.
Well, no, you have freedom. I just don't want you looking at me like that. You're giving me snake eyes.
Oh, come on. Have I do that? Oh, next time I'm just smiling if I see one. People going to think I'm like a, what do you call it, that crown.
I don't even want you smiling at me. Just look at your feet. And if you want, you can bow down toward me and bow your head at me. And show me some respect, lady.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. Thank you for being apologetic and admitting that you did wrong.
Am I?
Yeah, you just said you're sorry. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. That's it?
Yeah, I hope you have a nice day.
Oh, you too. You have a good day.
Okay, I will.
Stay safe, okay?
Oh, I will. I love you.
Okay. Okay, I love you. See you soon.
Okay, bye. No, don't.
Bye.
Don't look at me. You will not see me soon. Look at your shoes.
Come on.
Look at your shoes, lady.
You guys busy?
Yes.
You guys busy? Serious?
Yeah, we're always busy.
Oh, lucky you guys.
All right, bye. I got shit to do,
okay.
Lady.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Okay, you take. I love you too. Bye.
Bye. Lady, just trying to start shit with me for no reason. That was a cut and color place, like a beauty salon, I guess. And looks like next we're going to call a beer and wine store. Looks like they're open.
Hello. Beer, wine?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Which one?
The martial arts place across the shopping center from you.
Okay, 1 second, okay?
What? No, what are you doing? What's happening?
Hello?
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 I don't know why she gave you the phone. Hey, you need to stop looking at me every time I walk by there. I'm just trying to go to the sub shop, that's all.
What number are you calling? This is beer wine.
I know. I'm. This is Sensei Doug. I'm over at the martial arts place by Gold's Gym.
Uh-huh.
And every time I walk by there, you're just in there looking at me. Just always in there looking at me.
Why, I need to look at you.
Well, no, you need to stop giving me those snake eyes and stop trying to be intimidating toward me.
Snake eye?
Yeah, and you're silently judging me.
Nobody judging you, okay?
Oh, yes, you are. I can tell. I'm a sensei, sir. I'm just trying to go to the sub shop and get my lunch.
Yeah, but we are inside. How are we judging you?
Well, because you're in there and you're looking at me as I walk by. You're just looking at me. Just staring me down.
Nobody looking you, okay?
Oh, yes, you are. So whenever I walk by, you need to look at the ground or turn around toward the wall.
First of all, I know I am not in outside. I'm backside. How are you looking on front side?
Because you're looking out the window. You got windows out there in front.
Even I know looking window, I'm all the time behind. Sometimes in cooler, sometimes in the backside, sometimes in the office.
Well, it seems like you're always out there in front whenever I walk by, and you're always looking at me, and so is that other lady. You guys are just looking at me, and then whenever I go past, whenever I'm out of your range vision, you start laughing at me, because I can hear you.
Nobody looking you. Why we are looking for you?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
Some people, they're moving. So just we're looking outside.
You need to look at your shoes. You need to look at your shoes. Whenever I walk by, you need to look down at the ground. Look away. Revert your eyes.
Don't tell me where I need to look, okay?
Well, you need to stop looking at me. I'm just making a suggestion. Why don't you turn around and look at the wall or something?
Even I don't know you.
If you don't know me, why are you looking at me? You son of a bitch.
Shut up, idiot.
Don't call me an idiot.
Idiot.
Motherfucker.
Idiot, you asshole, motherfucker, asshole. Come on my face.
See, I
come
knew...
Come here, then after.
I knew you were aggressive toward me. You just don't like...
Yeah, come here, then after. See, why you talk on the phone, rubbish?
You just don't like senseis or something, you son of a bitch.
Shut up, idiot.
You're an idiot.
You idiot. That's why you're calling me.
You're the bigger idiot. You're a bigger idiot than me.
I see you bigger idiot in the world.
You're the biggest idiot in this whole shopping center.
No, he's the idiot in the world. Bigger idiot.
Yeah, but you're the biggest idiot in the shopping center, which is worse.
I never said an idiot like you. See, that's why the idiot people are talking on the phone, not on the face-to-face.
Well, you just need to start looking at your shoes whenever I walk
by. Shut up.
Turn around toward the wall.
Shut up.
Motherfucker.
Shut up. Motherfucker,
yes, so. Man, I should just call up beer and wine shops only and just say I'm the nearby sensei. I'm always walking by. They're always looking at me. So next is the sub shop that I always walk to lunch for. I've got an anonymous call coming in. Should I answer it? Let's do it, I guess. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
Who are you? You called me.
Who is this?
Who are you? You called me.
Well, I'm just calling you back, so.
Oh, when did I call you? Who is this?
A little bit ago. Who is this?
I don't know. Who are you?
Okay, I will find out from the cops, I think.
Okay. You have fun wasting the cops' time. Good job wasting the cops' time, you fucking idiot. Over a prank call. Hello, cops. I was prank called. What do I do?
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know who you are. You haven't told me yet. I prank called so many people today.
Why would you do something like that?
I'm bored.
Oh, you need a hobby, dude.
This is my hobby. I prank call people.
That's embarrassing for you.
Is it? I'm not very embarrassed.
You should be.
I'm having a good time. That might have been one that I deleted, possibly. And I only remember that because her voice is so low, like quiet, and she didn't really react when I called her. So I'm like, yeah, and I deleted it. But I'm glad she's embarrassed for me. Somebody needs to be embarrassed for me. Okay, so now I'm calling the sub shop.
Thank you for calling. This is JD. How may I help you?
Hey, JD. It's Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Yes, indeed.
And every time I walk by there, you guys are always fucking looking at me. Can you knock that off?
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Every time I walk by, you're just staring out the windows at me, giving me snake eyes.
This conversation is over.
I shouldn't have to put up with that. Well, good for him. He said the conversation's over, and he actually ended the conversation. Usually they say that, and they just hang out for a while and keep talking, and the conversation isn't over. It's very confusing. Here's a tea and ginseng place. Oh, it's a bubble tea thing. I had to look at the pictures, but it looks very fancy in there.
May I help you?
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug over here at the martial arts place.
Yes, hey.
Upstairs, hey. I just wanted to know, how come whenever I walk by there, you guys are always fucking looking at me like that?
When you walk here?
Well, when I walk by the windows, you guys are always looking out the windows and you're just looking at me, give me those snake eyes.
Are you teasing with me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't tease. I'm a sensei.
Who is this?
This is Sensei Doug at the martial arts place above the gym.
Uh-huh.
I just don't see what your problem is. I'm just trying to walk to work.
When you walk by the front here?
Yeah. You guys are always in there just looking at me, just silently judging me and everything.
This is our computer station, so we're constantly looking out when people come in.
You should be looking at the computer or something, but you're like just staring me down and giving me snake eyes.
It's totally not intentional. I don't even know who you are.
One of the employees in there winked his butthole at me.
Just did what?
Winked his butthole at me. That's completely inappropriate.
He did what to you?
He winked his butthole at me.
Okay.
It was a male employee. But okay. I think you're the one that's just always looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
And
you better stop looking at me like that, you son of a bitch. Man, I think I'm just about done here. I've looked at everything. There's some stores out in the middle, but they face the wrong direction. I guess that doesn't matter. I can still call a couple of these, right? I can call this barbecue place.
Thank you for calling. How may I serve you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place. You know, here in the shopping center?
Yes.
I bet you're pretty surprised to be hearing from me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I just mean because, you know, every time I walk by there, you're always just fucking looking at me like that. Give me those snake eyes.
I'm sorry?
I'm just calling to ask if you could stop doing that, please.
Wait, what?
Please stop looking at me. Every time I walk by there, all you employees in there are just looking at me. Just looking at
me. Where?
Give me snake eyes whenever I walk by. On my way to work. On my way to my dojo.
I'm not sure who you are, sir.
Oh, yes, I could tell. You recognized me whenever I first called.
Well, you were nice, so I was being nice to you back, so I'm not really sure who you are.
Well, it seems mighty suspicious, because every time I walk by, you're always looking at me like that. And
Do you know who I am?
You're one of the employees at barbecue.
I am, but I'm not sure who you are.
Are you the one that winked your butthole at me? Because that was not cool. It's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sir, that's very inappropriate. I'm not sure who you are.
I know it's
whatever you are saying is not true, and I do not appreciate your tone of voice.
Well, I don't appreciate having you wink your butthole at me like that. Because I'm just trying to walk to work.
Sir, you are not okay.
What do you mean I'm not
so
okay?
Sorry.
I want to talk to the manager.
I'm the manager, sir. I'm not sure what you are talking about.
Well, you're a terrible manager. If you're letting stuff like that go on in there.
May I have your name?
Sensei Doug. You guys are always just looking at me, just staring me down and silently judging me. And you know what? I'm never going to go in there for barbecue. I actually like barbecue, but I'm not going in there because I don't want to be looked at.
May I have your name again? I'm so sorry, because I really need a, I really want to know who you are. Because
Sensei Doug.
I don't recognize.
Sensei Doug. It's above Gold's Gym.
You work at the Gold's Gym?
No, above it. I'm at the dojo.
Above.
The martial arts place.
Okay, and you work... Okay, and you come into barbecue?
No, I'm never going to come in there. Because you guys are always in there looking at me. Every time I walk by, okay. You're just looking. Looking at me.
I'm not sure who you are, sir.
I'm the one you're always looking at. So whenever I walk by, maybe you guys could maybe look at your feet or just bow your heads or something. Or go in the back room, look at the wall. I don't know. Just stop looking at me.
Okay, sure thing.
Yeah, right. I bet you won't. I bet you next time I walk by tomorrow morning, you guys will be in there looking at me again.
What?
Oh, you heard me.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Excuse me? You do not have the right to call me that.
Well, you don't have the right to look at me, and that other employee doesn't have the right to wink his butthole at me.
Sir, I don't know who you are. You are disrespecting me right now. You are disrespecting my team, and you have no right,
you're
okay?
You're disrespecting me every time I walk by. You're disrespecting me with your eye.
Have a great day. You can call someone else, but you are not going to respect my team.
I don't want to call anyone else. I'm just hoping you can stop it. Cut it out.
If you need to talk to someone else, you can call contact our area director or our general manager, but I don't know what you are talking about.
You wink your butthole to everybody that walks by. Okay, got her all weirded out. I hope she has a nice long talk with her employees about butthole winking and snake eyes and all that stuff. Oh, here's a duct cleaning place. I should get them to clean out the ducts over here because I'm always sending my students into them to crawl around. And they come out filthy. But you know what? Maybe that's better because that's more like real life. When a ninja climbs through ducts for real, they're not going to be all nice and clean. They're going to be dirty. It's just a... Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
This is Carla. How can I help you?
Carla,
this is DMV Ducks.
Yeah, I know. It's Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place.
Oh, okay. Did you book an appointment with us?
No. I am just calling to make a request.
For an appointment? For air duct cleaning?
No. I would like to request that you stop looking at me every time I walk by the front of your building.
Okay.
Like you're always looking at me. Yeah. Yeah, all the employees in there are just looking at me, like through the window, and they're giving me snake eyes, and one of them winked their butthole at me one day.
I'll take note of that, sir. Anything else?
No, pretty much. Can you just admit that you were looking at me and apologize and promise not to do it again?
I'm so sorry, sir, but I'm working remotely, so I'm pretty sure I'm not really, I don't really... Didn't know what you're talking about.
Remotely,
and we don't have an office. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm at the shopping center. You don't work there at the shopping center?
No, sir.
Well, how do I get a hold of them?
I'm actually working from home.
I want to tell them to stop looking at me. What's their direct line?
For ducks?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I called the number on Google Maps. They're always in there looking at me. Is that a normal thing for them to do?
Hold on, sir. Let me get you the direct number. One moment.
Okay.
Okay. It is...
Mm-hmm.
4-9.
Okay, let me put them on three-way.
This call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
Is this just going to go to you again? Ma'am, did you put me on hold? Okay, I had to hang up on her. Hello?
This is Josh. How can I help?
Hey, Josh. Are you here at the shopping center?
No, we're not, sir.
Motherfucker. Who's in the store at the shopping center? Because they're just in there looking at me every time I walk by. Give me snake eyes. Josh?
Yeah?
Okay. You got real quiet. You muted. And now you put me on speaker.
No, I'm not on speaker.
What's that noise?
How can we help you?
Is there any way I could have the direct line to the store there? Because I'd really like to yell at someone about looking at me.
Which store are you looking for, sir? I don't think that you're calling in the right number. This is a cleaning company.
Hey, 8. I work here,
What's
too.
What's the name of the store?
I work here, too. I work here at the martial arts place.
I don't think that you're calling in the right number.
I just gave you the address.
I don't think that you're calling in the right number. This is a cleaning company.
Right. Duck cleaning. It's the same address where I work. I'm in the same shopping center.
Sorry, is that one of our technicians?
I don't know. I called the number on Google Maps. You son of a bitch. You need to tell those people over there to stop looking at me every time I walk by.
You're crazy, man.
What do you mean I'm crazy? How hard is it to get a hold of a duct cleaning business? Maybe the first lady lied to me or something? Anyway, I think that's the last one I'm going to be able to get a hold of. I'm pretty sure I've called everything else. I'm scrolling across the rooftops right now. And yeah, I think I got all of these. I think I've called them all. I guess I could call the office again. The one I started with on this one. Maybe as one of the other businesses.
Good afternoon.
Hey there. This is Jenny over at the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Here at the shopping center, you know?
Yes.
I was just wondering if, I don't know who I should call about this. I got a call from the martial arts place.
Yeah?
And they've rewired our phone lines.
They did what?
They rewired the phone lines out and back, out in the phone box. And now all of our calls are going to their place and their calls are coming to our place.
Oh, my God.
This guy named Sensei Doug, he said he did it on purpose because he wants to just trade messages every day.
Okay, let me see if I can reach Daniel. And I'm gonna go call Daniel.
He's got his students taking messages on the phone when anyone calls to order barbecue, and his students are walking over with the messages. So like all these 12-year-old
let me call Daniel.
These 12-year-old boys are walking over with our orders. That's weird.
You know, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
And when I get calls for them, I don't know what to say about a dojo.
Just tell them you don't know and hang up. I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't know what's going on. Let me go call Daniel right now.
Okay. What's Daniel going to do? Is he going to go rough him up? Because he's a trained sensei. He says.
A ninja. Let me look into it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you going to call me back then?
Okay. Yeah. I will try. Yes.
Okay. Do you know anything about the Sensei Doug character?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. I know it's the martial arts place. I understand, like, he's a karate person. But can I just speak to my on-site personnel?
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay. Of course. That lady in the background, she's saying she knows Sensei Doug. What's she know?
Who?
I thought I heard someone in the background saying, I know Sensei Doug.
No?
Hmm.
I don't know what's going on. I will call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
He said it's irreversible. We can't switch it back even if we call the phone company.
Okay, let me call him.
You should call Daniel about this.
Goodbye.
If you give me his number, I'll put him on the three-way.
Daniel, he's probably already heard about Sensei Doug shimmying down the walls and digging a basement underneath the gym. But yeah, I think that's officially it. It's over. Maybe I'll get some calls back from some of these people. Oh, looks like I have a voicemail from somebody in that area. Let's see what this is.
This is Sensei Sam. Meet me at 5 o'clock in front of the fountain. We're going to sweep the leg. No mercy.
Oh, shit. Sensei Doug just got challenged to a fight. Let me see what place that was on the caller ID. Oh, that's I don't know what it's called. You know, they give you shots and stuff in your face. Medical aesthetics. I don't know. I don't want to read about it because I'll have to look at people getting shots in their face again. I don't want to do that. And holy crap, I wouldn't want to get shots in my face from these people because they're crazy. Challenging me to a fight. Here, let me play this again.
This is Sensei Sam. Meet me at 5 o'clock in front of the fountain. We're going to sweep the leg. No mercy.
She's probably into that new Karate Kid show or something. Fucking Sam. Okay, let's listen to voicemails. This show's over. I mean, regular voicemails, not voicemails threatening Sensei Doug.
Brad, me.
Hey.
I called last episode about the Lord Sure Been Good to Me episode and well, that song. And possibly using shitbradsays.com, I looked it up and found it was in the episode with the homo's ass.
Okay, yay, Homo's Ass is where you can find the Lord Sure Been Good to Me. I don't know why I couldn't find that song. I know I've got it because I played it on shows and I wouldn't just delete it, so it's probably just spelled weird. Who knows?
Hey, Brad, this is 901.
Hey.
A couple things. First, I love Beverly Butt, Howard's house. I have a tip for you, maybe something you can try.
She's pretty great.
You know how you have a million messages on there and it's mostly people like us just calling her and messing with it? And then it's a pain. Why don't you do two numbers and give one number to your listeners and be like, you know, just let us know. This is just to test it. Have fun with it, whatever.
Yeah.
And then this maybe. Other number, please don't call it just to mess with it. Just make sure it's just for real.
You'd think they just get bored talking to her. But no, they just call and talk to her.
This way, you might get a lot less.
It's existed over a year now. Come on, people.
To delete. Second of all is... You have that the best song ever made for your show is the Rescue Rangers song from the cartoon, and you gotta use that song again. I call you about once a year and say put on that song Rescue Rangers. It's
okay.
So good. That's it. Thank you so much for
I'm
everything
gonna
you
do.
Bye bye.
For today's intro, because I haven't put the show together yet, so I can drop Rescue Rangers into the intro by TK Billington. Thanks, TK Billington, for today's intro song.
Hey, Roy, it's Action Bastard from Florida.
Hey.
I'm just calling to let you know I found a snowplow show from YouTube. I think it was the old Taco Bell pranks where you guys got into their drive-thru window.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And we didn't even film us messing with customers. We filmed us messing with ourselves. It's really dumb.
Question for you, is there a guide on getting started with prank calls? I think you did have a page up at one time that explained what system you use and how you hide your number and all that. But thanks.
Yeah, there's
love your show.
A few guides. There's a couple on worldofprankcalls.com. Like one of the most recent things is how to hook up a mixer. And then the page that has my stuff, I think, is phonelosers.com/FAQ because a lot of people ask me that question and it's on there. So try that site.
Yo, what up, Brad? Haven't called in a minute,
hey.
But still loving your show. Been listening for a couple years now.
Thanks.
Started listening to you. I just looked up prank calls on Spotify, and another prank call show was first, but then I came up on yours, and
yay.
Yours is so much better.
I know, I love isn't it?
You have a great day. Keep up the good work, dog.
Who would ever listen to another prank call show.com except for me?
Hey, Brad, it's Q12 from the great state of Texas.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, Shark Week, Shark Week, Shark Week, Shark Week, Shark Week.
Okay, thanks for that voicemail, QT or whatever your name is.
Brad Carter, it's Brown Teresa up
hey.
In Buffalo. I just finished listening to two of your funniest episodes ever. One was You Son of a Bitch. Love that. Please do more of it.
Okay.
And then the other
I
one...
I did that today. Are you happy? I did it today. I think you're talking about the hobo-sode that I did.
It was an older episode where you and your Carol voice was telling some older lady, Samantha, that you 3D printed her lawn and her house. And then Daryl came on the call. Who the fuck is Daryl?
I don't know.
Brad, that was hilarious.
You thanks.
That whole episode was just Samantha being punked. Anyway, do more son of a bitch episodes because those are my fave.
Okay. I'll do that like today. I don't know. I've been doing that a lot lately, I think, calling people son of a bitch because I just think that's the dumbest insult ever.
Hey, Brad. Totally not a scammer here.
Hey.
I think it's probably the first time I ever called in. I was listening to one
congrats.
Of your latest shows and you were talking about, you know, let you know how we found the show. So I thought I'd throw in mine.
Oh, shit.
2008.
I forgot about that. I wondered why everyone was telling me how they found the show. Now it all makes sense.
2008, I downloaded the Hope Conference videos and found yours. And after that, I started listening to PLA Radio, and the
nice.
Rest is history. Yeah, pretty crazy. All right. Love you, Brad.
Craziest thing I ever heard. Hope just happened like this past weekend, I think. And once again, I did not make it to Hope. I always say I'm going to go to it, but then I never do.
Hey, what's up, Brad? I never called before, but calling from Midtown New York.
Hello.
I started listening to your show 5 years ago. Someone posted a webinar of the "You Better Hang Up the Phone," one of the original "Hang Up the Phone" things where you're screaming at some guy, and it just fucking drove me crazy.
Yeah.
What was it Work Safe GIF on 4chan? And anyway, so I watched that when I was living in Japan. It was fucking hilarious, and the show's been amazing. So having a great time with it.
Thanks.
I was just gonna say I signed up for the Patreon. And for anybody who hadn't done the Patreon, like, goddamn, it's so much fucking content. I couldn't believe it for $5. After all this time to finally kind of jump in and start supporting, it's so cool. But goddamn, there's a ton of whole episodes on there.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, thanks for all the cool shit, man. It's been great listening to everything. I tell everybody I fucking hear about this show. It's fucking hilarious. Anyways, have a good one, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for doing a commercial for me for Patreon. And thanks 4chan for bringing this guy to us. 4chan can do no wrong, apparently. If you haven't been on Patreon for a while, I've been getting in the bad habit lately of doing really long Patreon episodes. You know, the hobo-sodes. And I'm trying to cut that out. I'd like to keep it more like 20 minutes long, not an hour long. But for just $5, you get 358 episodes. The last one I did was 4 days ago. It was called Elderly Chickens. That one was only 20 minutes long. But even at 20 minutes, that's a lot of prank calls, 358 episodes. Everybody should be signing up right now at patreon.com/phonelosers.
Hey, Brad. Call me Cactus calling in.
Hello.
I was just calling to say I'm listening to the old shows, you know, since you don't upload enough new shows nowadays. And I got to the Snowplow Show episode 561, and I was pleasantly surprised to discover that that's the episode where the lines from that one song come from, you know. Who the fuck are you? Dr. Roy Gerbell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fat episode.
How do you know what that's from? I mean, I don't remember that prank, really. But I guess Joe DeVita liked it enough to turn it into a song.
So anyone who wants to, that it's a pretty good episode. So I suggest everyone go listen to that one. That's episode 561.
Okay, episode 561 for the Who the Fuck Are You clip. I'm saying that so that shitbradsays.com can help people get there. I would go listen, but I don't want to. I want to just do voicemails and get out of here. We've got a lot of voicemails in here.
Hello, Bran. How are you?
Great.
You wanted to know how I found the Snowplow Show. Well, it was around 2013, 2014, 11, 12 years ago when me and my cousin were just in our teens, maybe 14 years old, and we were always up to mischief and smoking the wacky greens. And,
that was illegal 11 and 12 years ago. I should turn you in.
Breaking the rules. And he showed me your prank call show. We would always listen on the YouTube machine. Neither of us were supporters at the time because we were just broke-ass kids.
Assholes.
But,
I don't think there was any support back then. Back then, it was just for the love of pranks. It's only recently that I sold out.
We used to get together every holiday, and every time we hung out, we'd put on the YouTube Snowplow Show machine shows.
Yeah.
Machines. And, it was a great time. And, you know, fast forward, he had to go and overdose on fentanyl.
Jesus Christ.
But,
sorry.
Yeah, if anybody else is out there who grew up watching the Snowplow Show with their family members who have since overdosed, you are not alone. But
right.
Besides that, I grew up, got a job, and now I am a supporter, a Patreon supporter.
That's awesome.
And not just the $5, I'm the $10 supporter.
Holy shit.
So I've grown up, put my pants on, and
good to know.
Dipping in my coins for the Snowplow Show.
That was a long voicemail, but I liked it. It had everything, action, adventure. Sorry to hear about your cousin, though. That sucks. Let's listen to one more, but it's going to be a short one this time.
Hey, it's Justin from Maryland.
Hey.
Just letting you know that you posted two episode Hobosode 356s in a row.
Wouldn't want
those cheapskates who don't pay for the Patreon to have to wait an extra episode to get their free one at 360. So you've
got two
Hobosodes labeled 356.
What the hell? Google translated that to Homosodes. Usually, it does hobosode just fine. It did before when you said that, but on the last one, it's apparently a homosode. I don't appreciate that, Google. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. It's 2022, but what the hell? And yeah, I fixed that. It was just the title. I always seem to do that in the titles. By the time I post shows, it's getting late and I'm tired and I stop paying attention to things. But when I posted the next one, I noticed it was wrong, so I fixed it. It's all fixed. You can rest easy.
Snow plow, snow peas. Lord, 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 you've been so good to me.
There, there's one last bonus voicemail, because I noticed it was just 9 seconds long. Thanks everybody for calling in. I've got a bunch of voicemails in here that I'm probably never going to catch up on, but no, I will catch up on them someday in the far future. But thanks for leaving messages, and thanks to the sponsors of today's show, the Prime Minister of Australia, Basket of Grapes, Gobi, Fun Society Arcade, and Ryan B. Or is it Ryan B? There's no space. I think it's just Ryan B. Thank you, Ryan B, for supporting the show. I'm going to end this one with a brand new song by Schaefer the Dark Lord, a.k.a. STD. This is from his brand new album.
Never broke a bone, never bought a home, never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, never followed sports, never touched a corpse, never rode a motorcycle or a horse, zip line, never skydive, never done a backflip off a high dive, never visited the Friends Fountain, never scuba dived or climbed a mountain. But I would do all this for you, only for you, if you ever asked me to. Up. Never owned a car, never played guitar, on stage in any bar, never been a pyro or had a child, no, never freestyled in my live show, never sweet-talked with a street cop, live beatbox, never sleepwalked, never been a felon or been Carolyn, and I've never ever shot up heroin. But I would do all this for you, only for you, if you ever asked me to. Only for you, only for you. Up. Never used a pass-through, never had to, or got an ear pierced or a tattoo, never slept in a log cabin, never learned the rules of backgammon, had an accident, deploy an airbag, been to Disneyland, never done drag, had an allergy or worked a factory, played a Pokemon or Final Fantasy, never took karate or adopted doggies, never been a passenger in a Ferrari, seen Japan, never built a van, though I've wanted to, I've never killed a man. There's a synonym for gentle with a fossil-like sound, it starts with a D, six letters, and I've never said it out loud. Never been an intern, never been burned in a campfire, never been turned to a vampire, never did learn how to hotwire, never mentored any youngsters, been a hunter, never been the one to throw the first punch or ever seen or tried to eat a ghost pepper, never have I ever played, never have I ever,
never have I ever, never have I ever, never have I ever, never have I ever, never have I ever, never have I ever, never have I ever
been struck by lightning, never really ever read The Shining or described someone as beguiling, and I've still never seen The Lion King, never loved anybody this hard, never made love in a graveyard, never felt any love was timeless, never wrote a song quite like this. But baby, I do this for you,
only for you,
just because I wanted to.
Yeah, idiot, you asshole, asshole motherfucker, asshole, come on my face.